Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the positive things happening at the primary level. This week, we visit the DuPont Primary and Infant School in Kingston, which recently enrolled over 100 students in its Red Cross After School Club. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Red Cross is known around the world as a strong service organization. It is geared towards helping the poor and vulnerable in society according to the principles of humanity, impartiality, neutrality, independence, voluntary service, universality, and unity. In addition to its numerous branches in Jamaica, the Red Cross also has several smaller satellite clubs in schools across the island. The Jamaica Red Cross achieved a major milestone this month when over 100 students from DuPont Primary and Infant School enrolled for membership in the school's club, the largest ever enrollment from a single school in the organization's history.
I feel so happy that I'm a part of this Red Cross program because I help adults at the health center that are very sick and old.
That's grade 6 student and Red Cross member Adria Lawrence telling us about her experience in the Red Cross club so far. Her clubmate, Shanoya Peru, shares her experience.
To be in this club, it's great because we help all the vulnerable. When we go to places like the Burn Ward, a children's home, and Mustard Seed, and giving the children gifts, we feel excited because we know that we're giving and we know that we're going to be leaders of tomorrow.
Kevin Brown says his experience has been truly positive. He tells us why.
And you can do lots of things like go to the hospital, help the poor, and cleaning house, and carrying gifts, and everything to give them soap, food, things like that. It was wonderful, but we love each other and we don't discriminate. We just help.
Head patron for the Red Cross Club at DuPont, Eileen McDermott, says it has been a joy working with the students, who have shown steady enthusiasm for the charitable work they do. She is particularly proud of the fact that 45 boys are among those enrolled earlier this month.
What I said I would do is to help the boys to realize the value that is inside of them, the potential that they have in, and how unique they are when they stand up for service, doing service without looking back.
Mrs. McDermott says the club has also been having a positive impact on the children's self-esteem.
This program helps when they look on DuPont. Molding the children are becoming, in giving, they become so conscious that I have potential. Oh, I'm wonderful. Oh, I can do things. I may be in a inner city, but the inner city is not in me. I am bigger than that. And we are excelling academically at the same time. The children wants to emulate, and even those that are gone wants to come back.
Word of DuPont's charitable activities has reached the Ministry of Education, which has given the school its full endorsement.
When you help others, you're helping yourselves to be better, but you're helping our country and our nation, and it means that you're doing a good job. I want you to remember that and always, always be ready to lend a hand.
Ministry Representative Stephanie Parker speaking at the enrollment ceremony for the students earlier this month. Deputy Director General for Red Cross Jamaica, Lois Huey, urged the students to keep up the good work and stick to the organization's principles.
Bear in mind the motto, serve one another. Just continue to serve one another. Remember the aims, which is to give to the sick and suffering, to link together all the children of the world in a chain of friendship.
That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica's Promise. Join us again next time. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. Let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Till then, this has been Jamaica's Promise. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.